Well, as Brownie said, latter stages of that final term, it's officially a belting for the Bombers. 14-7-91 Brisbane, 3-10-28 were Essendon. Joey Days, they were comprehensive. They just went out and got the job done. They were good tonight, the Lions.
Yeah, they are. They're a professional outfit now. They get it done most weeks. And even when they don't play their best, like they did probably last week against Melbourne, they still won. Tonight, they played much better. It's interesting. You look at the stats. They got beaten in clearances, lost the inside 50 count, but you never thought they were in any danger. They had this game in control. They took 100 uncontested marks, and they put in another strong performance.
Courtesy of Channel 7, let's have a listen to Lachie Neal on the boundary line.
In the end there, we were controlling the ball for a lot of that last quarter and even late in the third, so that probably padded the numbers up a bit.
The third quarter looks like you guys flipped the switch. It dominated the intensity and converted on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I think we really learned a lesson a few weeks ago against Geelong. We had probably the worst quarter of footy in the 2 years that I've been here and got beat up around the ball, and we're a pretty proud group. We feel like we've improved a lot, and that performance stung a fair bit. So every time we've sort of had a bit of a lead or there's a challenge in the game, we want to just remind ourselves of that quarter, I guess, and make sure it doesn't happen again. So it was a great response because it was still only a few goals at halftime. We probably wasted a few opportunities again in the second, but to come out like that in the third was really impressive.
The 200-gamer, Mitch Robinson, we saw you had his highlight tape in there before. How was that and what's it like to play with him?
Yeah, it's awesome. He's a champion bloke. He's got so much care for everyone. He's probably the best teammate I've probably played with in terms of his commitment on and off the field. He's a really special guy, and I think you can tell by the way we played tonight how much he means to the group and his highlights package. He's gone back with the fly more times than I've had hot dinners, I reckon. He's an absolute weapon. There he is there, so I'll let you go talk to him.
Cheers, mate. Well played.
So, courtesy of Channel 7 with the great Luke Hodge, his former teammate. He's having a chat there. Lachie Neal, 33 times tonight, Days, a lazy 33.
Yeah, he's just a consistent superstar of the competition, just gets it done week in, week out.
Well, here's your old mate, Mitch Robinson, in his 200th game.
Cramping up a little bit, these short breaks are going to do me in a little bit, so see how we go.
Were you surprised at your own highlights tape before the game?
It's probably one of the best ones I've seen, I reckon. Just a few knocks and stuff, but the boys seem to love and they played pretty hard tonight, so hopefully they gave a bit of the confidence.
And a new position, full forward?
Yeah, I just thought I'd let the Bailey and those blokes rack it up on the wing and I'll just go forward and rest the legs. So.
Go back to the wing, mate.
I couldn't get a snag, but I just want to give a shout out to Mum and Dad who couldn't be up here. Unfortunately, love you guys, my brothers and my sisters, and all my friends and family. So thanks for that.
Go and join your teammates, mate. Well done.
There he is. 100 games for Carlton and 100 games for Brisbane. Nice synergy, as you said, Days, before we went on air tonight. And your old teammate, he's done well.
He certainly has. He's done really well to forge himself a really good career. 200 games is nothing to be coughed at or sneezed at. And the way he's respected in that group, as I spoke about a little bit earlier, a little bit immature, had a few indiscretions at Carlton, and then really went up there and took that new opportunity with both hands, respected amongst the group through hard work and what he does on the field, and full kudos to him.
Yes, full kudos to him. And well, you racked up plenty of games against him, Joey.
He's tough as nails. And as we said, you can just see the impact he's had on this footy club. Even hearing Lachie Neal talk about him there was really impressive. So he's had a wonderful career, but they were pretty impressive, Brisbane. And even, as I said before, some of their fringe players that are playing for a spot in the side, Alice Yeoman, Answorth, Witherden was excellent. Even young Sam Skinner, Zach Bailey continues to do his thing. And young Ballenden, the young Lions Academy project, the sort of tall forward slash ruck, was able to take a couple of marks and hit the scoreboard. So they've got some promising signs there while a few of their senior core weren't playing tonight.
An interesting matchup, isn't it, Tuesday night? I mean, Richmond played on Wednesday night. They beat 41-point winners over the Bulldogs, and tonight the Lions have smashed the Bombers 63. But a couple of days and a short turnaround, it's going to be interesting.
It is going to be interesting. Only 4 days. It's going to be a real test to see how they back up. The Western Bulldogs were coming off a four-day break the other night, and they looked really flat. So whether that was because of the four-day break or the Bulldogs were just off, we have to see a bit more from some other teams. But you'd like to think the Brisbane Lions will be ready for that. The Tigers beat them in a final last year at the Gabba, and Brisbane will want to try and get one back.
Triple M Amy review after this match. A 63-point win to Brisbane in the end. They led by 24 at quarter time, 20 at half time, 44 points at three-quarter time. Amy, clangers happened both on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy. And the Lions are heading down to the rooms. Mitch Robinson just leading him off the ground. Chris Fagan meets him, the coach. A little shake of the hand, and down they go down to the rooms to belt out the song. And that game against Richmond Tuesday night, their next assignment. They were chipping it around, as you said, Joey, in that final term. Let's hope they conserved a bit of energy because the Tigers are starting to just sort of rattle a few cages at the moment.
Yeah, they'll need it against the Tigers. We know how quick and dynamic they are, but it was a really strong performance. And Essendon, yeah, back to the drawing board for them. They'll be really disappointed with how they went about it right from the start. They just never looked likely. And as we said, a huge game for them. They've got the GWS Giants, so it doesn't get any easier for the Bombers.
Charlie Cameron kicked 4 goals tonight. Big smile on his face. Just extended his contract till 2025. And I reckon he would have done all right, Dave. Don't worry about that, because he's one of the... he's a small forward of the competition. He's on fire at the moment. Here's the Lions. There they go, the mighty Brisbane Lions. Young Ballenden in the centre in his first game. Kicked a goal. He's a happy young man. 63-point winners, the Lions over the Bombers. Brownie, Joey, Daisy, the Chew Man and Tommy Brown. For McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M footy review. Amy.
Clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
Yes, that's a bang through here because it's been a big night of Friday night footy. The Hawks by 31 points over Carlton and the Brisbane Lions 63-point winners over the Bombers. All been a bit one-sided so far. The Tigers 41 points over the Western Bulldogs Thursday night, Port Adelaide, 51-point winners over Melbourne. Choice Hotels around the grounds. That was, of course, book direct at choicehotels.com for hotels across Australia. For the lowest prices guaranteed, they're good people, terms apply. We've got the great Nathan Brown with Ashley Chua and Daisy Thomas and Joey Montagna. I'm very humbled by their company, as always. But today's I'm loving it moment happened at the 25-minute mark of the third quarter. Here's how we called it on Triple M Footy. Neil, back to Mitch Robinson. The old 1-2, Dave.
It was, and that's the left foot jack kick. He loves that, Mitch Robinson, for a right.
Lions to Charlie Cameron from the boundary line. Oh, look at him. Have a look at Chaz. He just kicks the goals you shouldn't be able to kick. And he does it sensationally well. Immediately turns to his teammates and says, get to me and get the fives out, because that was special than it was. He's third for the match. Get into Macca's today for hot, juicy, tasty burgers made with 100% Aussie beef. Ash, some of the big numbers after tonight's 63-point win by the Lions over the hapless Bombers.
Well, Baz, Bombers' lowest score ever against Brisbane with a scoreline of 310-28. You look at the inside 50s, Essendon 5 more entries, but they went at 7% goal scoring efficiency, 3 goals from 42 entries, whereas Brisbane went at 38, which is 16 above the league average. In terms of percentage, as Brownie spoke about, Bombers lost 12%. They've dropped from 100 down to 88. Brisbane gained 11. They've climbed from 117 to 128. Leading ball winners, Witherden. He was the number one ranked player with 25 disposals, 432 metres gained, second most on the ground. Neil had 33 touches and a couple of goals. Lions 22. Cameron with 4 majors. He has 19 for the season, equal with Papley in regards to the Coleman medal. And for the Bombers, 25 to McGrath, 20 to Ridley. And Draper, in his first game, 9 possessions, 3 clearances, and 21 hit-outs for him.
Sensational, Ash, as always, for the Get Mosh stats. And we welcome Get Mosh aboard once again. Triple M Amy review. And we're just about wrapped it up. Brownie, the last time we'll hear you next, it was on Sunday. On the Sunday, we're at the Duck. Ross Lyon, how are yourself? You're going to dominate as always.
Jay-Z Clark will be there as well. Yes, so I can't wait for Sunday.
All right, let's go to the Triple M MVP award, because who's giving him tonight?
Daisy handed them to me, but I think it was pretty straightforward tonight. It wasn't too difficult. So we both agree with this one. We gave Charlie Cameron 1 vote for his 4 goals. He put on a show, as always. Great to see him out there. He's a star, 10 disposals. 2 votes, Alex Witherden. It was an excellent game for him. Not only did he have the 25 disposals, as Chu said, he had the most intercept possessions on the ground. He went 80% disposal by foot. So he got the 2 votes. He was excellent in his return. But Lachie Neal, as Nathan Brown has declared, he's won the Brownlow medal. Sports bet will pay out this week.
Yes.
He's got another 3 Brownlow votes.
All right, that's it. Daisy and Joey just carried us beautifully tonight on the special commentary, as they always do. They're both superstars. Nathan Brown got the 3 votes, a double invoice tonight. He was sensational. 2 votes equal to Joey and Daisy. 1 vote to Tommy Brown on the boundary line on the Triple M votes. And Ash, you and I just have to work a little bit harder. We'll do our best next week. Baz signing off on behalf of the team. Thanks to Rabs and Jace for looking after us. 63-point winners, the Lions over the Bombers. Hawks, 31-point winners over Carlton. The Rub tomorrow, get involved. Big game for JB, BT, tomorrow afternoon as North Melbourne take on Adelaide at Metricon Stadium. For McDonald's, Triple M, Rocks Footy.